With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is granting a one-month exemption on tariffs for U.S. automakers.
A day after slapping 25% tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, the president is delaying the levies on Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis for 1 month. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the president spoke with leaders of the big three automakers.
They requested the call. They made the ask, and the president is happy to do it. It's a one-month exemption.
She said the president's reciprocal tariffs on imports are still scheduled to take effect in April. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Department of Veterans Affairs is planning a reorganization that includes cutting over 80,000 jobs from the agency.
The VA's chief of staff told top-level officials at the agency Tuesday that it had an objective to cut enough employees to return to the 2019 staffing levels, or just under 400,000. That would require terminating tens of thousands of employees after the VA expanded during the Biden administration, as well as to cover veterans impacted by burn pits under the 2022 PACT Act. The memo instructs top-level staff to prepare for an agency-wide reorganization in August to, quote, resize and tailor the workforce to the mission and revised structure. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Pentagon signs an AI deal for military planning and operations. The program called Thunder Forge will use startup-scale AI to make the decision-making process faster. Representative Daryl Issa is nominating President Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize. In a statement, Issa said Trump ideally represents what the Nobel Peace Prize should stand for. The Republican lawmaker from California added that not since Ronald Reagan has an American president better represented the national resolve of peace through strength or the fundamental case for a world without war. If chosen, President Trump would be the fifth U.S. president to win a Nobel Peace Prize. This is SRN News. Governor of New Jersey wants to recruit abortionists. SRN's Michael Harrington has more.
Democrat Phil Murphy has submitted his budget to the legislature, and it includes $2 million to try and convince abortion doctors in other states to come to New Jersey to ply their trade. Murphy says, quote, "With this program, we're going to attract doctors and medical professionals from across the nation to come and join us in the Garden State." His budget also includes $50 million to pay for abortions and to stockpile abortifacient drugs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Senate rejects legislation aiming to bar males from competing against females in school sports. Democrats united against the bill, managed to stop it from advancing. Transgenderism in the schools has become an important topic for voters, and Republicans warn that Americans will remember what Senate Democrats did at the next election. This is SRN News. February was not a good month for hiring.
Payroll processor ADP reports hiring pretty much dried up last month as America's private employers added a measly 77,000 jobs. The government releases its employment report for February on Friday, with employers projected to have grown their payrolls by 170,000 jobs compared to 143,000 in January. The unemployment rate thought to have held steady at 4%.
Correspondent Rich Thomason. Makers of the obesity treatments Wegovy and Zepbound are cutting prices for people without insurance. Danish drug maker Novo Nordisk said Wednesday it will drop prices 23% for all doses of Wegovy. Eli Lilly said it would cut the monthly price of its starter dose of Zepbound to $349. The eastern U.S. dealing with severe weather, the East Coast dealing with storms that hit the South yesterday. More details at srnnews.com.